Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon has ordered new interviews in the deadly 2021 Afghan airport attack amid ongoing criticism that the assault could have been stopped. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Suicide bombers attacked the airport during the chaotic Afghan pullout by U.S. forces, killing 13 American troops and 170 Afghans. At least one service member who was wounded said he was never interviewed and might have been able to stop the attackers. Central Command's top general has now ordered that roughly two dozen more troops be interviewed to see if those who were not part of the original probe have new or different information. Officials say this does not reopen the Biden administration's investigation of the bombing, which said the attack was not preventable and turned up no advance ID of a possible attacker. Still, congressional critics are likely to seize on the interviews as proof the administration bungled not just the pullout, but the attack's probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S.-based pharmaceuticals company Johnson & Johnson is being investigated in South Africa for allegedly charging excessive prices for a key tuberculosis drug. South Africa's Competition Commission says that J&J's information that the companies may have engaged in exclusionary practices and excessive practicing over the tuberculosis drug. The Pentagon Central Command again has ordered interviews of roughly two dozen more service members who were attacked at Kabul Airport when suicide bombers attacked during U.S. forces' chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived to the Russian city on Saturday morning after getting off the train at the nearby area.
Our view has been before the visit and after the visit that talks about the provision of weapons by North Korea to Russia to kill Ukrainians have been advancing and continue to advance.
That is White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan talking to reporters on Friday. Russia has gone out of its way to publicize the visit by Kim Jong-un to drop repeated hints about the prospect of military cooperation with North Korea, which was formed in 1948 with the backing of the then Soviet Union. Authorities in Hawaii have adjusted the number of deaths from the deadly Maui wildfire down to at least 97 people. Previously, officials said they believed at least 115 people had died in that fire, but further testing shows they had multiple DNA samples from some of those who died. John Byrd is a forensics laboratory director of the U.S. Department of Defense. He said during a news conference Friday that the current number of dead should be considered a minimum because it's possible that the toll could rise. In an already repressive environment for media, female reporters and those from marginalized communities are facing even greater threats in Iran. Camilla Caruso has the story.
Take Azal Abbasian, who identifies as non-binary. Abbasian faces regular questioning and harassment from Iranian authorities. Abbasian told VOA via email that Iran's society is extremely homophobic, and me, as an LGBTQI journalist and feminist, even got death threats via social media from Islamic Republic's cyber army. Kira Nazish, founding director of the Coalition for Women in Journalism, says online campaigns are a serious threat for journalists in Iran and those who go into exile.
There are a lot of Iranian journalists, bloggers, analysts, human rights defenders, lawyers, attorneys who have been speaking, feminists who had been speaking more last year, but we saw a very effective online smear campaigns against these journalists.
The threat of arrest and online harassment has only increased since the mass protests in 2022 over the death of a young Kurdish woman in police custody. Iran's mission to the United Nations did not respond to VOA's request for comment. For Camilla Caruso, Jessica Dorit, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.